the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
The Jamaica Canadian Employment Program continues to be a beacon of hope and opportunity for many thousands of Jamaicans.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security, through the PART program, has been consistent in assisting families to break the intergenerational cycle of poverty.
With Derek Kellyer and later Dr. Fenton Ferguson at the helm, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security in 2015 led the government's initiatives to ensure Jamaicans were supported to find employment, protected on the job, and given access to social services. We revisit the major developments. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security's budget was increased in the 2015 to 2016 financial year to $3.228 billion, up from $2.872 billion in the previous fiscal year. This enabled increased allocations to several of the ministry's key agencies, the National Council for Senior Citizens, Golden Age Home, and the Denimtown Golden Age Facility. And in late November, government signed a $6 billion loan agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank to support the Social Protection Strategy Project. This will facilitate an expansion of the cash transfer initiative under the Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
My ministry is committed to the development process. We'll put action to words as we must implement. In our fair strive to implement, we will remain fixed on the targets and on the outcomes. That of breaking the intergenerational cycle of poverty and creating welfare to work opportunities.
$75 million was also allocated under the Short-Term Poverty Intervention Project to protect the most vulnerable. The money is mainly for entrepreneurial ventures and the provision of compassionate grants. And in December 2015, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security provided approximately $2.21 million in relief assistance for 132 of 150 families in Portland who were affected by flood rains earlier that month. Labour Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson toured the affected areas and informed that the ministry was speedily working on delivering assistance to the remaining families. In the year that was, the Labour Ministry made significant strides in protecting persons with disabilities. In a bid to improve service delivery to this group, the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, conducted the country's first socioeconomic survey on persons with disabilities. Through the JCPD, 30 persons with disabilities also received a total of $4 million in empowerment grants for business and entrepreneurial ventures. Another 27 persons with disabilities got help landing a permanent job through the Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project. And the Early Stimulation Program, which targets special needs children, opened a new office in Portland. In January, then-Labour Minister Derek Kellyer sent off the first batch of workers to Canada under the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, SAWP. And 2015 was a landmark year for the program, with the ministry receiving its 200,000th work permit since 1966 when it entered into an agreement with Canada for the SAWP.
The Farm Work Program belongs to all Jamaicans. It benefits the entire country, and the statistics are proof of this value.
Jamaica benefited from remittances of $20 million Canadian dollars last year from the Farmwork Program, up from $16 million in 2014. And while the ministry continued working on the Occupational Safety and Health Bill, it introduced a workers' safety passport to improve safety standards for persons in the construction industry. Workers across the board benefited from an increase to the national minimum wage in January. Job seekers residing in Manchester received a boost with the establishment of a satellite service of the ministry's labor market information system, LMIS, in their parish. This was made possible through a memorandum of understanding between the ministry and the Manchester Chamber of Commerce and is part of a strategic move to enhance the LMIS and expand its reach to more Jamaicans, particularly in rural areas.
This ministry must be seen not only as a ministry that will respond to disaster or a farm workers ministry. Many other roles, the labor market reform is critical, worker safety, especially on our construction sites and factories, etc.
Labor and Social Security Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The Ministry of Labor and Social Security made major strides in 2015 as it sought to build a stronger Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.